At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Sports Grid, brother. You got to just like light your hair on there.
Brother.
Which is, I mean, I love intertwining the podcast. I love, love doing all of that stuff. The hustle at ITL never ends. We got 3 hours for you on this February weekend. Baseball is right around the corner. It's a weird weekend, man. It's like, you know, stupid, horrible, awful football just ended. Basketball's trade deadline just happened, and we're in this like little interim right before the All-Star break. Baseball is, you know, going to start in about a week. You know, so it's just this weird limbo period that we're living in. But luckily, we're given all these crazy stories. And we've got the baseball trade with Mookie Betts. We've got all these outliers that are happening. But there definitely is a, kind of like a recouping period for people with football. You know, there's this little bit of a let go that happened post stupid a-hole football that people have to deal with. And what's ironic, I kind of want to talk about it here for a minute, is what's going on in the XFL, because there's this weird embracement that's happening. But I know you wanted to talk about this goddamn stupid game here for a second, so get out whatever you need to get out.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to get out?
I don't know. You have it on the list here.
I'm going to talk about it with Casey Bubba, but I just feel like it's the last football game of the season. I know you're upset about it. Yep. Look, I had so many people asking how you were doing after the game. And I said, you know what? He's in his mid-30s now. It took it way better than I think anyone would have expected. You know, it was a brutal blow too, because it all happened in like the last 5 minutes of the game.
All right. So horrible coaching. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not good. But you didn't, you know, flip anything over. You didn't freak out.
Left.
You're just like,
I just left. I'm like, I'm leaving.
Like, all right, man. Yep. I gotta go.
Oh, I mean, I left before the game was done. As soon as Damian Williams had that rush, I got up and I said, all right, sorry guys, can't do this anymore. Out of here.
Yeah, that was it. So, yep. You know, we don't even necessarily have to talk about the game.
Well, I know you want to talk about how amazing you are. What all the wins that Bogman got, because Bogman also was the champion of the prop bets too. Everything I said was wrong. Everything you said was right. You're smarter. You're more handsome.
All this is true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got 6 out of 20. Lob had 7. Bubba had 8. And I had 10. Do I have to mention that I got 50% of them right and more than anybody else? Probably not. But that was nice. It was nice to see. Look, this Super Bowl is going to be remembered in football terms of Kyle Shanahan losing another one. And that's just, it's not even going to be about the Niners or what happened at the end of the game. It's more going to be about Shanahan choking it away. But I think how most people will remember this in the world, not just football fans, is the best halftime show that ever happened in a Super Bowl ever. So I think that's how it's going to be reminded.
It shows you how stupid the game is, how dumb the football was.
Well, just how much there is surrounding it.
I want to lose $100 so bad right now. I want to lose $700 and all the things.
I can use $100. So
me too. I just like, I don't know. I think it shows you how much just people didn't care about the teams and people just literally people attach themselves to just players in this one. That was what was so odd. It wasn't even like out here in Arizona. I was moving that weekend and the garbage moving company that used with the garbage human beings, not because of their thought in football, because they suck. And I will make sure that I
there were issues,
vote
right.
all of it. Yeah. Online. Unless I want to make it right. But I was just like trying to be a nice guy and talk. All of those guys wanted the Chiefs. And like one of them was just like, yeah,
you live in Arizona. You can't be that surprised.
No, but I wasn't. Everybody out here wanted the Chiefs to win. What I'm getting at is I don't know. No one is fans of those teams. No one likes no one actually likes the Chiefs. No one actually likes the 49ers. I do. A couple other people do. A couple people like the Chiefs. Everybody attached themselves to either their hatred of something or they're just like,
to the Super Bowl. I mean,
Patrick Mahomes in his voice. Hey, everybody, I'm Patrick Mahomes. Everyone's like, hey, Patrick Mahomes is so fun. It'd have been the same thing if Baltimore was in it. Everyone would be like, oh, I just love Lamar Jackson. That's all that the Super Bowl was about. So, this is what I'm getting at. Everybody just went off of hatred or the love of that stupid ketchup eating state quarterback. And of course, the halftime was the biggest and most talked about thing because it was all about hatred or the like of one thing. There was no actual love of the game. Of
well, there
the
are
teams.
People that watch the Super Bowl just to see the halftime show, dude. That's the event that the Super Bowl is. You know, there's over 50% of the people that have it on the television. Don't give a crap what happens in the game.
No, like
you
it's have, an event.
Yes, it's an event.
It's like the Waste Management Open. It's a PGA event out here 100%. In Phoenix. You think anybody cares about golf? No.
Nobody.
Everybody goes because
they
it's party.
They just want to get drunk. And they just want to get drunk and yell and scream because you're not supposed to in a golf tournament. That's what they want to do. So, and that's why, people want to see this halftime show. They want to see something inappropriate happen. Nothing inappropriate happened, and then people somehow still offended by non-inappropriateness.
Yeah, so. I mean, there was a lot of crotch thrusting in our faces and stuff like that, but there was nothing. Yeah, I mean, there were the hilarious, like, conspiracy people. They're like, oh, look, Jennifer Lopez is wearing, like, a Pentagon, the horns, and they have children in cages and the elite and, the craziness has happened. But all I'm getting at is
weren't
like
they in swings. Those weren't cages.
I don't know what they were. I don't even remember. I don't remember any of it. Doesn't matter. But
yeah,
I think it's just a microcosm of like what the Super Bowl is just kind of a joke in itself. But for the halftime show to be the most talked about thing, I think it is just so representative of where this game was at for everybody. Like, sure, of course, it's for, people that don't pay attention. They don't watch any football. Dude, our boy, nothing on him. Our boy Jesse, who came up to watch the Super Bowl, he's like, this is the first football game I watched all year. Of course, because it's a Super Bowl. It's an event. Everybody's into it, and everybody's excited about it. But never in the history of ever, unless Janet Jackson's boob is flopping out, should the halftime show be this much of a piece. It should be about the game. We had an epic collapse by Kyle Shanahan for a second time, and nobody cares about any of that stuff. It's all about this stupid halftime game, and now there's like some pastor is suing the NFL for like $1 billion because
what an idiot.
Because asses shook.
There are a lot of crotch shots. It was pornographic.
Imagine that guy in Brazil. Imagine that guy in Brazil.
On just a Saturday, right?
Yeah, on a Wednesday, just
it's
walking
not even
around.
A Super Bowl.
All
it's
these
just
booties,
a Saturday.
Booty shake. Would that guy try to sue a continent?
I was spoiler alert because I say this with Bubba too. I was like, if that guy thinks that is pornography, right? This is what he's done on the internet. Like, you know, when you get that, you know, when you see the full page colorized map of the depths of the ocean, right? Yeah. And it's like you go down 300 feet and then you don't see light anymore, any of that stuff. I'm like, I haven't gone down to Mariana's Trench on the internet, but I've like stood at the edge of it, right? This guy hasn't gone past where there's light. Like, he just hasn't. If he thinks that that's pornographic, there's just no way. You know what I mean? So the guy's just a weirdo.
He's just getting attention. It's just he's like being the mouthpiece for, like, sure, listen. There's people out there that aren't going to like that stuff. There was whole lot of crotch thrust in their faces, everybody. And the whole thing was about booty shaking, and it was literally climax, no pun intended, for some twerking at the end. But there was just, I don't know, it was whatever. It was fine. Like, don't watch it. Why are you, go watch the Puppy Bowl. Turn it off. Watch, you know, do you anything have kids? Else.
You be super offended by them watching the halftime show?
I might be like, you know, like, I wouldn't be offended.
Right.
I would.
Right.
Honestly?
You're not going to call up your cable provider and be.
No. I mean, you see that, like, this is what stars do. They and I'm not saying they do it like the Kids' Choice Awards or something like that. It was a little bit overblown with some of the stuff. You know what I probably would have been the most weirded out about? Was that 5 seconds of Shakira going, like, I don't know how I'd explain that to my kids. They'd be like, what was she doing? I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, how would you explain it to me, right?
So. You know, the conspiracy theorists, they were like, oh, look, she's talking in tongues. She's telling the elite.
Oh, my God. Of course they are. The elite. She must be taking
over. Let me tell you something. There are lizard people. There are lizard people that are being grown under Best Buys all around the country. If you don't think here for just 1 minute, if you don't think that halftime show was not done by the elite of the elite.
Is this
elite.
Alex Fed Smoker? I can't tell who this is. So.
That's my AJ impression there. Shakira is part of the elite. She wasn't just, she was twerking to try to get the Manchurian candidates that were going to be up. They had the, blah, 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 all that. Can't get too loud here. I get my blood pressure goes up when I do my.
Impression. How could it not? I mean, his face is always red. So, look, you know, we can put the NFL season to bed. It's just, you know.
Let's put it out to pasture. Let's old yeller it, please.
I know you didn't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it. It hurts. It sucks. You know, look.
The worst.
You know, all I remember from the last Super Bowl the Steelers were in is, you know, interceptions and Rashard Mendenhall. Having just the worst fumble I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. And, you know, the Steelers barely lost that game. They had a chance to come back in the last drive and stuff. And, you know, no one remembers that.
Well, I remember O'Donnell was like a four-letter word to you for a long time.
And the only reason I can deal with Neil O'Donnell now is because the Steelers have won 2 Super Bowls since then.
Yep, Niners have lost 2 straight. We got to go to break here in a second, but let me pose this since we've old yellered the NFL.
Okay.
Are we supposed to like the XFL? Do we have to pick a team? Because if you are around the internet and football Twitter, you're going to think that that's a must. The amount of what team should I like? The XFL is here. Guess what? As you guys are listening to this right now, the XFL is on today. It is week one. I want to talk about it for a minute because I don't know what the hell's going on. I didn't know week one was here, and do we need to like it? More coming up in a second.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
All right there, feathers, brothers, and feather your hats and all that stuff there.
It's In This League.
You call me a feather. I feel like you called me a feather, and I don't know whether to be offended or to laugh.
Oh, we could use that into the like the holy forking shirt balls. We can do that. Yeah. That's part of it. I'll call you a feather. Oh, that can work. That actually can work.
God damn.
100%. That's what we're going to use. Stop being a feather. Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid. Football out to Oh, hey, boy. Hey, boy, just come on out here with me, little NFL. Oh, just look over there. Done. But something has happened that did not, it happened a tiny bit with the AAF or whatever it was, RIP, the RIP league, was there was this little bit of a jump from football Twitter and, you know, the likes of all the people that you would follow, you know, your favorite football people that you kind of got them on the AAF. They're talking about the teams, trying to pretend. I really pushed back against it when it was happening. I was just like, stop it. Stop making this. Like, it's going to be interesting. It's horrible football. There weren't even any gimmicks. It was literally the loserest of losers. Now, come back to the XFL. It's not that much different. It's not. It's run by the WWE, who they have so much writing on this. I don't even know if you saw, like, Vince McMahon lost, like, $500 million in valuation on the stock the other day. And there's this rumor that the WWE network might sell the pay-per-view rights to another streaming provider, which has everybody being like, well, why would I sign up for WWE.com? Like, that's the whole point. Right. It's like $10 a month and you get the pay-per-view. So there's some weird stuff going on in there. And the XFL is a big, big portion. I think Vince McMahon funded this himself, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that have been put into it.
It's the ego, man. It's the ego of, you know,
not losing.
Yeah, not losing. I mean, I think he thinks he can win this because, you know, Monday Night Raw beat Monday Night Football for so many years in a row as far as ratings go. But it's just not the way that it's not the way to put a league together. This is not the way. No. I think the right way to do this, and I've always said this about these leagues that pop up and kind of play out of nowhere, you have to start paying, you know, kids that would go to college actual real money to play in your league. Only way to compete with the NFL.
Dude, 100%. They should be doing so. I mean, there's a lot of things that are wrong with this in general, but like what basketball, like RJ Barrett and LaMelo Ball, you know, just go play overseas. You know, no one cares about them over there, but they're still going to be high-end talent. if you could bring in, instead of these guys playing college football, they can come to and come and get money. You know, imagine if the DeAndre Swifts or the Eno Benjamins or the Jennifer Lawrences, you know, the Clemson quarterback, Jennifer Lawrence.
Right. Jennifer Lawrence.
Come and play there. Like, that could help the game. But ultimately, here's what happens. It's open back up with eight teams with loser players. And I say this lightly.
Look, there's NFL players. I think the players in this league, the players in this league are better than what the AAF had.
Landry Jones, like I'm looking at the Dallas Renegades. Their depth chart, they have Landry Jones at quarterback and Cameron Artis Payne at running back. Like, these are names that we know. I'm going to stick with what I just said with the type of player that they still are.
I'm not disagreeing. All I'm saying is that the quality of football in the XFL should be a little bit better than it was in the AAF.
Maybe.
But it's still closer to the AAF than it is to the NFL, 100%.
Maybe. They don't have extra point kicks, so you have to, like, you know, it's actual physical plays. I mean, I'm looking through the rule thing. I don't even care. They have a double forward pass. They've got, you know, a different extra point type of a thing. They've got a 25-second play clock. You know, so the idea is, like everybody, hey, this will be more fast-paced. There's a few players you know, and it's nostalgia. I still see this as just the AAF with some history behind it. I truly don't think the players are that much better. You're making a case, like, maybe a little bit, maybe a couple notches, but they're doing the same thing where they were getting, like, you know, big old-time coaches involved, so those names are there. So the coaches are the most important
thing. Yeah, Bob Stoops.
Yeah, exactly.
Coaching Dallas is a big deal.
But something different has happened this round. Something different has happened. You don't have the NFL's hand in the AAF, you know, like how they had the NFL had their hand in the AAF, and there was this weird kind of like suppression, and they did this okay version of trying to get people excited about it, where the XFL, they have literally hired away. I know two people personally in my life that got hired away from their jobs to work for the XFL. So the XFL went all in on their marketing.
Dicey, man.
One of the guys is in a good position, but the other one, he was telling me about it, and I was like, okay. But they went hard in there. They've worked on some of their viral stuff. You know, like the XFL was working with Barstool Sports. PFT commentator did this whole bit about, you know, being a kicker, and, you know, this talk show host, radio guy that we like, Chad Dukes in Washington, the Washington team has, like, just rallied around him. But this is where I'm getting at. This weird thing has happened with this in the viral marketing, where it is threefold over the NFL now of people. Every analyst I see, friends of ours, people I just don't necessarily know in the industry, that are all about the XFL this year. I see the normal football podcasts are now talking about the XFL. We've had people hit us up about, like, hey, where can you play fantasy XFL? And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this is this is like the Dominican Summer League of football. I mean, that's how this is. Like, maybe this will be semi-competitive. I'm shocked at how much people don't want to even just like sit around and maybe like check it out. There were best balls. I think FanDuel was doing it. People are trying to run fantasy leagues, which, I, by the way, I think one format does it. I've seen people that are doing it by hand, which that's an interesting little way that people might like it, because it's, you know, more inclusive like that. But there's best balls, there's betting, there's people trying to do fantasy drafts.
I think there's CFS, yeah.
People are jumping on this like I've never seen before. And my question is, do we need to like the XFL because we like football?
I don't think you need to like it. I think maybe you need to give it a chance, you know, maybe watch this weekend and see if it's any good, see if it's at least better. Because the overall problem with the XFL, and they talked about this in the ESPN 30 for 30 about the XFL, it's just the level of play is bad. I mean, you look at the NFL, and there aren't 32 NFL-capable quarterbacks on the planet right now. So it's kind of nuts to have another league.
You don't think there's 32?
No.
I think there's some teams out there that have multiple.
Yeah, but there's a lot of teams that have none. So, yeah. Like the Steelers, when Ben Roethlisberger went down, they didn't have a NFL-worthy quarterback. You know, Duck Hodges is not good enough to be starting in the NFL, and neither is Mason Rudolph. So, you know, those guys, could they develop? Could they get there eventually? Maybe they could, but they're just not. I don't think at any one point there's 32 capable. There might be if you count like college football quarterbacks and stuff like that. So, but. That's just not the way the NFL works right now. So, you know, it's not like the NBA where you can draft, you know, kids 1 year out of college or very soon straight out of high school.
So your problem with the XFL is just the
game is not going to be good. It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be terrible. You know, these guys haven't been working together for that long. The coaches haven't been together for that long. So what the XFL has to do is they have to sustain the really terrible product they're going to have for two or three seasons until the teams are together for longer. The coaches have been there for longer. The rules are learned. The rules are adjusted correctly. They've added more teams and all that stuff. And I just don't know if I don't know that there's enough money for any league to last like this. You know, you need Bill Gates to start a league like this. Yeah. It can't be a guy like Vince McMahon.
Yeah. I mean, though McMahon has an interesting way to do it. I mean, these are being like, here's where week one is being played. ABC, Fox, and ESPN. So, I mean,
yeah,
they got the TV rights. There's TV rights out there. They're going to create branding. If anything, the NFL didn't give two Fs about the AAF. They're just like, yeah, whatever. You guys have fun. The XFL is fully supported by the WWE. McMahon is a marketing genius. They're going to find ways. So I think the money can sustain. I think the product is a huge, huge struggle. They're going to have to, you know, they went too gimmicky the first time. They're going to have to find out a way to highlight. And one of the best ways, and here was my problem with the AAF, was that you had all these subpar players. And AAF, I don't think, did a good job of doing what they should have done is treating it like college football, where you get players and you create a system that works with these players to make them shine. How explosive, you know, can a team like Army be? But none of those players are going to play in the NFL because hell right. No, they're not going to do it. So you've got to make your team explosive under the confines of the talent that you have. And the AAF didn't do that because it was all like, you know, let's just have pro offenses, you know, NFL pro offenses.
It was like a minor league.
That's exactly right.
It was more like a minor league, and you know the minor leagues of baseball are propped up by Major League Baseball.
And
so
and the XFL needs to move away from that. If they've got right. You know, let's say a guy like Josh Johnson, who's been kicked around for forever, this is a guy that could be a star for them because he's one of those type of players that if the pocket in, you know, breaks and there's actually guys blocking, he could run 70 yards. He could be their Lamar Jackson type of a player. But the offenses should be built around shining him. And that's not what the AAF did. It was just like, yeah, we're going to have these players and we're going to run them in these offenses and this should work. If the XFL can do that, it will help the product as they move in and they try to grow. But one thing that helps them as we go to break, and I'll leave it with this. This is the one thing that I think helps them in this turn right now, as long as they can make this product good, and why we're seeing such an uptick from your guys' favorite analysts out there talking about the XFL. And a big question keeps being like, who should I like? Here is one reason why this works well for the XFL right now. It's called First Comment. First Comment. And you know what I'm saying? The person that gets to be on a video and make the first comment, people get a chance to be in on something before anybody else, and they get to grow with it. So let's talk about that when we come back. Some more XFL conversation. I never thought I'd say that. Right here in this league.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
All right, we're back. It's In This League right here on the Sports Grid. Come and check us out over on patreon.com/IT Alarm. Come have fun with us. We've got secret shows. We've got ranks. We do not have XFL ranks. So just, and we don't have an XFL podcast. So just sorry. We hustle, but you know, we don't waste our time. That's also another thing that we don't do. We do not waste our time. But no, we'll talk about that. But come over to patreon.com/ITLArmy. Support your boys. Come have some fun with us. And you know what? There's XFL talk in our GroupMe rooms, and maybe something will come of it. Not in the first year, because week one is right now. I literally didn't even know that week one was happening. It just,
I wasn't sure if it was week one or if it was the preseason or what's happening, but I don't think they have, they at least didn't have a televised preseason. So
no, not at all. They were just doing practices. But so the thing I was talking about is, and I think we're getting to the core of some of these interesting issues where the XFL, they can do themselves a favor if they don't worry about trying to be the NFL and the NFL product and just find a way to make the game exciting, keep people on their toes. You know, who cares? Let the Houston Roughnecks, which is just the dumbest name, dumbest team name.
All they wanted to do was be able to use like that oil rig in their logo because people miss that in Houston. They miss the Oilers logo.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But let, you know, if I don't know who, I don't even, I couldn't name you a player that's on that team. I'm going to look real quick. If they want to be a pass heavy offense, be Hawaii. You know, let an XFL team be the Hawaii team. Let an XFL team be Army. Who cares? This is actually the team, Connor Cook, the former Raiders quarterback.
You want him to run, like have run and shoot and triple option and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like,
let your gimmick be. Let your gimmick be in the scheme. Let that happen. Don't be gimmicky by the nicknames and the, you know, whatever that stupid, you know, coin toss thing was, because you do have some names to your point. I'm looking at Houston's team. They've got Coney Ealy on the defensive line, not even a starter. Connor Cook, he's the one that is not, I don't remember what that just happened. I saw some story, but he's not the starting quarterback. It's this guy, PJ Walker. Sammy Coates is on this team. So they've got a few guys. Make the game exciting because you have inferior talent. The AFL shined out so badly because of how awful they were playing in pro offenses.
And it's the quarterbacks. You know, you have to set up the quarterbacks to be successful. I mean, that's why, you know, the Arena Football League is more successful than the AAF was, right?
Yeah.
Because they're just different. And they don't sit there and go, I have to be the NFL. They say, we're going to do our own thing. And look, you know, there's been lean years, of course, with the Arena Football League. And a lot of the teams have gone away and stuff like that because you can't get fans out there. And that's been the problem. But I, you know, starting this week is perfect. You know, they've learned, the XFL has learned from their mistakes, because if I'm not mistaken, I think it didn't start until the summer before.
This is 100% when you do it, when people are just kind of like, ugh, I need football. You get the XFL the week after. I totally agree with you on that.
Exactly. So I think they've done a good job there. They have actual real coaches. A lot of these coaches have NFL experience. You know, Mark Trestman is in there. Bob Stoops is in there. Jim Zorn is a coach. So most of the coaches, Winston Moss, I believe, is in there somewhere, have NFL experience. So they know what they're doing as far as the X's and O's and the football goes.
But see, that's where I worry, though. I worry that those guys are going to come in and just try to run those just standard pro offenses. And these players that can't make it on a practice squad in the NFL, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle with that. And that's where I worry about.
You might be right. You might be right. But I think you're really not going to. I think people are going to be interested for 3 weeks in the XFL.
Well, dude, everybody right now, like, you know, what team should I like? What team? I'm literally, here's Ben Albright from NFL. I believe, is he NFL.com? I don't know. People know Benjamin Albright. He goes, I've decided on my XFL team. I'll be rooting for the DC Defenders. Well, and that's the first comment thing, but it's weird. Like, if you're in the city, you're good to go. You know, if you're in DC, the DC Defenders is fine. But there are so many people, the amount of people I have seen being like, what team should I like? I don't know, man. They all look stupid. They all look really dumb. None of them are my city. They decided to put a team in Tampa Bay. Why? Why would you put one in Tampa Bay? Why did you put it in St. Louis?
Well, St. Louis makes sense because they just lost football. So give them a football team. You know what I mean? Like, that makes sense. But I don't know. You know, I think what they did last time was they were trying to put them in smaller towns. Also, remember, it was like the San Jose, whatever it was, the Birmingham had a team. Like, they tried to do small markets that didn't have NFL teams because they thought they were going to be more loyal, especially like the SEC belt, you know, putting them down south there. This time they're like, you know what? No, we got to put these teams in major metropolitan cities so that people actually show up.
June Jones, so, by the way, June Jones, I just realized he's the Houston head coach. He should be nothing but pass, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That should be the
passing
scheme.
A ton for him. Who's his quarterback in Houston? Do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, that was the P.J. Walker. Well, they had Connor Cook. Like, Connor Cook was a dude that we knew. But they have Sammy Coates. Like, Sammy Coates should be a star in this league. In June Jones' offense, he should be a star, right?
Yeah, he should be.
I don't know any of the players. I know Landry Jones and Josh Johnson.
I know a lot of them from college fantasy football.
All right, let me ask you this then. Are you going to fall in? Are you going to do this? Are you going to say, okay, I got to pick a team? Are you going to pick one?
No, I'm not going to pick a team. I'll watch some of the games. Like, the games are on, I think, you know, today and tomorrow. I think there's two games apiece each day. I'll probably watch one of them and see how it goes and see what the football looks
like.
Let's
pick a team. Let's pick teams. Let's be.
Do we really need to pick a team?
Yeah, let's be dummies. Let's be like all the other dummies who are like, I'm going to pick a team. I'm going to make XFL party and let's do that. Because I think I'm going to pick the LA team because I'm from California. I'm going to be a Wildcat fan. Los Angeles Wildcats. Here's my team. Josh Johnson is my quarterback, so I kind of like that. Jordan Smallwood, wide receiver. Apparently we run a three-wide set. Oh, Nelson Spruce, Boggs. He's on my team. And Elijah Hood and Larry Rose. I remember Larry Rose and DeJuan Harris. Those are my running backs. Who cares about the defense? There's a guy named Willie Mays, and there's nobody else I know. Of course not. This is an offense-based team. I've decided I'm a mouth-breathing idiot, and I'm going to pick my XFL team, and it is the Los Angeles Wildcats. You got to be Houston.
Do I have to be Houston? All right. So who's the quarterback? That's the June Jones team. Yeah. Okay. So all right.
Sammy Coates.
All right. I've rooted for Sammy Coates before.
Williams, D'Angelo Henderson are the running backs. P.J. Walker's your quarterback.
This is all fine. You know,
you can have Dallas if you want. Why did Houston get two teams?
Houston didn't get two teams. You mean Texas?
Texas, the great state of Houston.
Because it's gigantic. I mean,
you can't root for Dallas. Landry Jones is there.
I'm not going to root
for Landry Jones.
And Stoops. Isn't that the Stoops team also? No, thanks. Yeah.
So. I don't understand. Why didn't they play to the non-big football cities too? Like, why not put one in Nebraska?
Because no one's going to show up for those.
Oh, you think that's going to be the
problem? Sparsely populated. Okay. They did that before. And, you know, like Birmingham had a team. Because wasn't Birmingham the Tommy Maddox team? I don't remember which team it was, to be honest with you. But remember. Yeah, I mean, look, it's gonna be a struggle to watch. I think a little bit, you know, because it's gonna be bad. If you can last 3 years and you start picking off NCAA players, you start hiring kids out of high school, and you start making some money and putting them in your league, then you'll be good to go. But other than that, the problem is, and it's a problem with the AAF. You know, the AAF was like, we're gonna have great medical benefits for our veteran players too, and we're going to do all of this stuff, and it's just like you can't afford any of that.
Bankruptcy.
You couldn't afford to pay the coaches, so you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself that way.
There are some interesting I'm looking here, Boggs. I mean, the DC team, Cardell Jones is their quarterback.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
They've got Donnell Pumphrey as their second running back. I don't know why he's
not. Remember, Donnell Pumphrey was he was a guy that was drafted out of San Diego State to Philly, and everyone thought he was going to be good, and he never, never made it.
They end like six on their wideout depth chart. Eli Rogers, DC's guy.
Yeah, Eli Rogers, former Steeler. Yeah, so.
All these Steelers. Wow, Bogman, a lot of former Steelers.
Yeah. Well, why do you think they're playing in the XFL and the Steelers haven't been in the playoffs in 2 years? So, you know, that's it makes sense to me. Makes a lot of sense to me.
I totally agree. Last thing. Oh, God, I forgot Christian Michael is on the
What team is this?
St. Louis.
No wonder I hate St. Louis. All right, so now I've also picked the team I hate the most, St. Louis.
You hate St. Louis the
yep.
most. All right.
St. Louis is my rival, and I'm an LA Wildcats fan. But I think you nailed it, and this is going to be the testament. I'm laughing at everybody that's going so hardcore about trying to do XFL fantasy because we know nothing about it.
Yeah, it might be like I get it. Like, you know, those are probably people that don't play baseball at all. They're not interested in basketball. All they care about is football, and they want something. I understand that. But, you know, why would Yahoo or Fantrax or ESPN or any of these sites put in a ton of effort to make this an available game just to see it collapse by week four?
Well, I'm surprised, you know? WWE didn't do it because they've had a had a fantasy platform for their things. It's another thing that they should add in. But I just think you nailed what is going to happen here. And everyone's having fun. I'm seeing, you know, podcasts that ended their football, and it's like, hey, we can have some more sponsorship money. Let's do a podcast about the XFL. And they're talking about that, and we really don't care about it. But to what you said before, maybe, and I'll be pleasantly surprised. I will try to tune in on to later today for the games. But I think by week four, you know, it was week two for the AAF. By week four, we're going to be good. We're going to be done with the XFL, because unless the product shocks and they do innovative coaching and they make the subpar talent really shine, we're just not going to be that interested. And they're going to have to build other storylines, and they're going to have to do bigger video packages.
When you're watching it, count the number of big plays that you see, because the NFL make you go, oh, about 10 times a game. You know, I think I did it once watching four AAF games. So kind of the same deal here. Yeah,
I watched 4 minutes of AAF. So, all right, XFL starting up today. Games already happened, but we're recording a little bit before. So, all right, one more with me here. Bubba coming up in the next hour. So don't go anywhere in this week's journey. There ain't no way you can stop me. You can never stop me. Better get out of the way. You can get in and see someone that you can watch me. There ain't no way you can stop me. You can never stop me. Better get out of the way. You can get in and see someone that you can watch me.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
As well.
Said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial Sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid Online at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports on the Twitters, patreon.com/ITL Army on the intrawebs. And of course, anywhere the podcasts are, not only can you find this show that we do on Sports Grid, which is on the actual radio side, you can get the podcast version of this. And you can also search In This League on Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you want. And you'll be able to find all of the In This League products that we do. There's lots of stuff. By the way, just came across this on the FanDuel Sportsbook, Bogman. XFL title odds.
Oh.
Who do you think is number one to win?
I don't know. Whatever team Zorn coaches. I can't remember. Is that can't be DC.
No, well, there's two, actually. The Dallas Renegades and the Tampa Bay Vipers are both +400. And I like how they put it down at the bottom. They're like, bet 100, you'll win 400 if you do that. I'll bet you they cap. I'll bet you they're going to cap some of the financial bets that you can put
on.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
But +400 okay, so, for the Renegades and the Vipers. Who do you think is the bottom barrel team in the XFL?
The bottom bitch?
Yep.
Let's see. Your team, LA.
No, they're middle. Seattle Dragons. They are +1200. And those loser scumbags, the St. Louis Battlehawks, are +1000. Those scumbags.
The scumbags.
My team, the Los Angeles Wildcats. I'm a longtime fan and lover of, you know, at least 8 minutes.
You get
fan.
That hat? You got that hat?
Gonna get it. I'm gonna see if they send it over. +650 and your Houston Roughnecks +850 on the sports book.
Yeah, look at that, man.
Look at that.
You got to get in. You got to get in where you can,
right?
I can
only bet. So. I would bet. I'd put something down on the Los Angeles Wildcats. I don't know what.
Would you?
Yeah, probably.
Would
not.
You really?
I might put 20 bucks. What would I win on 20 bucks plus 650? Would it be like 120?
Sure. Yeah. I ain't doing the math. So it would be enough to bet, you know, you bet 20 bucks on it. That's fine. So I don't know. Like that would make it more interesting. I hope the XFL lasts and I hope they actually challenge the NFL. I would like to see that happen. I don't think it's going to last because we've seen these leagues come and go, you know.
You know, let me ask you, did the AAF have any betting involved?
I don't know. I know that there are people that set up fantasy leagues.
I don't think this,
you know, it lasted 3 weeks.
This could be a little bit of a tiny game changer on why it's being embraced so hard is that I don't remember if the AAF was embraced by the sports books, like specifically like a FanDuel and stuff like that. You know, if you can go out and put, you know, there's probably people that are putting $100 on the St. Louis Battlehawks to win $1,000. That might keep you interested the rest of the year. That might keep you going. Like, I mean, like anything true, you know, why teams should embrace gambling and fantasy sports, you know, through and through is that betting just makes it more interesting. You know, if I was able to go put, so if I actually cared and had done any research whatsoever and I put, you know, $100 down on the Wildcats, I might be interested in watching more games, you know, being a little bit more involved.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to watch and I hope the product is good and I hope they last. But I think when you're starting something like this, and this is why I say someone like Bill Gates needs to fire it up, is that it's just like starting any business. You got to be prepared to lose money for 3 years before you actually start making a profit.
Bill Gates? What did you say?
Yeah, Bill Gates. He's the guy that would need to start something like this because he just has an endless amount of money that he can throw at the problem.
McMahon's got an endless stream of money,
too.
No,
he clearly doesn't. If they're already talking about selling off the pay-per-view rights XFL.
I think that's a money. That's some type of – I mean, we don't know what's internally
going on. Why is it a money problem? Because he started the XFL, right? I mean, I think if you don't take this dive – and look, it's a brave dive to do, to challenge the NFL, to try to get your own league going, knowing how the NFL holds up against any scandal and any problem that they have. You know, they've got all kinds of, you know, if Antonio Brown was doing what he was doing for basketball, people would be losing their mind. He'd be the only thing they talk about. But football's so big that they don't even care. You know, they just don't care. Yeah, Antonio Brown is doing crazy stuff. Whatever. It's in the news. We'll go watch it. They don't care. And so I understand the want for the XFL to go out and challenge and see if they can make it. But you just have to be prepared financially. And I don't think anyone is ready because you're going to get sued because of CTE. Also, there's just so many issues with starting a league like that. That's all.
I mean, maybe that's true. I think they're primed in some capacity, you know, in some.
They're much better off than the stupid AAF was.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a year. This is years. Like McMahon is good with money. I think they're going to go into this with 3, 4, 5 years, you know, planned, and you know, marketing is important, and they've done the good viral marketing that others haven't. Like I said, the Barstool thing. That was a big deal. You know, you get PFT to try out for the team. They did a video series. You've had local radio hosts get involved. What the NFL didn't do was they didn't utilize their NFL product to push the AAF enough. Maybe I'm wrong, where the WWE can reach out to a different audience, that maybe a similar-ish audience with the rest of their stuff, and they can promote inside of their products the XFL. I just think it can stick around. But to your point, like, you know, the first Antonio Brown of the XFL, and that's going to be a huge problem. Which, by the way, is he on his fourth apology tour right now?
So
what is happening?
It's hard to follow because, of course, nobody wants to watch someone get better, right? They just want to watch them go crazy and scream at cops and all of that stuff. So what we're seeing from Antonio Brown, from what I've seen from Antonio Brown right now, because I don't. You know, I don't care nearly as much as other people do. I'm not a like TMZ chaser. You know what I mean? I don't really care what Antonio Brown says. I know he talks smack about Juju. He talks smack about Ben. Anything that says Ben is a rapist on, you know, Instagram, he goes and likes it. But It seems like after he got arrested for assault and, you know, now he's going to have to go through mental health evaluations and all this stuff, that he's kind of wising up.
Well,
you know,
I mean, that's not true. It's true and it's not true because there's that video that his friend was like Instagram living right after the judge let him out. Of them doing like 120 or something down the road, acting it's like ridiculous. Idiots in the car. But since then, with whatever, you know, ankle bracelet and $100,000 bond, and like you said, mental evaluation, like something's happening again. Like he's starting back up. He's starting back up the manic.
He called himself, what he said was, I was the black eye of the NFL and, you know, I was acting like a moron. And like he kind of gave up. And admitted to fault in his decline and his downfall. And specifically with the Steelers, he said, you know, I apologize to the Rooney family. They gave me a shot when I was a kid. You know, I apologize to Ben and the fans. He pretty much apologized to everyone except Juju. Uh-huh. So I think there's still a ton of animosity there, and he hates Juju Smith-Schuster for whatever reason. I think just to be honest, I think it's just for stealing some of his shine, you know. So
I'm looking at you want a couple here too. You want a couple things. By the way, he also I mean, I don't think this helps his mental evaluation stuff, but he tweeted the beginning of the month about fighting Logan Paul, who's been all over him, but then he was like, they could go to charity. It was something, some weird thing that was going on.
Yeah, he said, this guy's all over me about this. I guess I could give the money to charity, but it was like, dude, unless you're just, you've invested wisely, which I think we all know that Antonio Brown hasn't,
no.
Then you need to keep that money you're going to go fight him.
So 2 days later, here's the most recent tweets. These are interesting. He goes, if my idol, Michael Vick, can make a comeback, I can too. V7, if you're in Florida, let's throw and talk about a comeback. Then his next tweet, need a route session with Plexico Burris. Boy, he's got some quality human beings he's dealing with. And, need a route session with Plex and a big interview about his comeback. It's time to bounce back. Inspiration. Is Plexico Burris trying to come back too?
I mean, who cares? You know,
why isn't he in the XFL?
Seriously. I think that since he's played in the NFL, the XFL is beneath him.
You know what I think this might be? Because I see a tweet in January where someone said, let's get Plex as an assistant wide receiver coach with the Giants. And then he quote tweeted it saying, I'm ready. So maybe his comeback is just in the NFL.
Yeah, well, that would make more sense. You know, that make way more sense. He's, you know, tall and old and slow now. So
because he shot himself in the leg.
Yeah, to be playing in the NFL. Yeah, if you forgot. Right, exactly. I mean, look, AB is right. Like, he can still make an NFL comeback. He didn't, you know, we're not talking about Aaron Hernandez here. Like, he said some bad stuff. He did some crazy things. He didn't do anything off the wall illegal. It wasn't like he was, you know, a meth addict or you know, slinging cocaine or anything like that. He
just assaulted a lot of people, sure.
He did.
Legal.
Yeah, he screamed at his ex-wife. He screamed at cops, and he pushed a mover, right? So you can come back from this stuff. There's guys in the NFL right now that did way worse stuff.
Yeah, obviously. Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He could have been, you know, canceled forever. And that idiot just got pulled over for doing 100 the other day and admitted smoking weed. And the cops just let him off.
Right, exactly.
Million chances.
Right. So there's definitely, he could definitely come back to the NFL. It's just, you know, is he going to be able to get through anything? Are these crocodile tears? I think that's what people
want to know. Josh Gordon is like the epitome of, you know, it's good until it's not. And once these guys really go off the rails, it's like you want to, people give chances. Like Antonio Brown will be given a chance. If he's remorseful for the next 4 or 5 months, someone will give him a chance and he'll be out there, but he'll screw it up. That's what he does. He goes psychotic and he does something ridiculous and yells at somebody. He was on the Patriots of all teams and he screwed that up. So, all right. XFL, Stuart football, Antonio Brown, Mookie Betts trades, all of that in the books. I am out of here, but guess what? Casey, Bubba, and Bogman, they got you covered with some Super Bowl prop bet stuff and whatever else, whatever horrible things they want to talk about that has to do with the 49ers. Thank you, guys. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up. Straight to the bank.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.